The time is 8:17 and public outrage has been intensifying over the recent footage exposing domestic violence by a Korean husband against his Vietnamese-born wife in front of their young child at their home in Yeongam County, South Jeolla Province. Several petitions have been posted on the presidential office's website calling for the man, since arrested, to face severe punishment as well as better measures to protect foreign wives, including through educating them about their rights. Of course, that's not to suggest that domestic wives don't also face this kind of violence, but it has raised particular problems around the ability for those who come to this country without knowledge, maybe of the legal system, the language, or their personal rights to actually seek help. First, we can catch up on the line with Anna Park, originally from the Philippines, who's been married to her Korean husband for 16 years. Thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us today. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you watched this video, I understand, with fellow Filipino woman. How did you feel personally, particularly as a foreign woman living in Korea yourself, in this marriage with a Korean man? Did it strike a chord with you?
That's right. I actually saw the video with other friends last Saturday, and it was difficult to watch, and especially to listen to the child's cry. It reminded me of when I was about 5 or 6, I witnessed a similar incident involving an elder sister, and it was so traumatic for me. So I feel anxious whenever I hear people shout. But as a foreign woman, I think it is important to have a network of friends or people that one could trust in a case like this. I don't think that most Korean men are as violent as what the suspect said. So I read that he claimed that all men are like him. And the video was so disturbing, and we could hardly finish watching it.
Even if all men were like him, it's hardly a defense. But thankfully, it seems to be patently untrue. Still, there's a problem here. A survey by the National Human Rights Commission of Korea conducted in 2017 has been getting a lot of attention. 920 migrant wives took part in the survey. 42% of them responded they had been victims of domestic violence. And let's just bear in mind that this is an area that's notoriously difficult to get victims to come forward and be honest about what's happened to them through fear. Have you heard of many similar cases with other migrant wives you know in this country?
I'm actually shocked that you said like 42% of the respondents said that. I've heard of secondhand stories like of similar cases. I just feel fortunate that none of my friends are actual victims of domestic violence. But I read that domestic abuse doesn't only come in the form of physical violence, because sometimes when we think about domestic abuse, we just think about like physical violence, right? I read that it could also be emotional, psychological, and verbal. So sometimes we don't think about them as such, so we don't seek for help when we need to. And I think like physical violence starts with from small things. Like at first it could be verbal, and then when you let them do it to you, they might think that it's okay, or they might lead up to physical violence.
Yeah, it's awful. Frankly, awful when you consider children being involved as well. I have heard of cases in the foreign community where I live in Seoul that suggests sometimes it's the children, half Korean children, who are abused as well by some husbands. What kind of measures do you want to see the government taking to prevent similar cases, to protect families in this situation?
I want to say this in general. I've noticed that there are some folks who have a hard time managing their anger. So sometimes they just get angry for simple things, and they can't express themselves in a calm and a nicer way. I guess this affects how people react. I've heard like some people apologize for the man, like, oh, maybe he was provoked, or maybe the woman did something, but it shouldn't be enough reason for him to hit her that way and in front of the child. So there should be more government programs to handle anger and stress, I think, and there should be more hotlines wherein people could either ask for help or just talk about their problems without any judgment. And also for multicultural families, I think more programs for Korean spouses to understand their partner's culture. But some people are not very open to that. They just get married and then think that it should be the woman's responsibility to adapt to Korean culture. But it's kind of difficult sometimes, you know.
Yeah, Anna Park, originally from the Philippines, I'm not suggesting for a second, and no one should suggest, that you have suffered, and it's clear and very happy to hear it that you're not someone who's witnessed firsthand this kind of victimization. But thank you for taking the time to speak up for many of the migrant wives here who maybe don't have such a voice.
You're welcome, and thank you too.
Let's broaden the conversation to look at the common challenges that migrant wives in Korea face from a Korean academic perspective. Professor Jin Hyung, from the Department of Nursing at Inje University. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
And as someone who's conducted extensive research into migrant wives and in-depth interviews with them, what were your thoughts on the husband in this case, in this horrible incident, claiming he couldn't communicate with her in Korean, and that was one of the reasons why he assaulted his Vietnamese wife?
Yeah, it's terrible. Domestic violence is not limited to much cultural families, but it is different a problem for Korean families, especially for much cultural families. It's not only about the individual characteristics of the husband, but it's also linked to social prejudice and discrimination against married immigrant women from Southeast Asia. Korean husbands and family members unilaterally hope that migrant women will quickly assimilate into Korean culture, and the lack of awareness of cultural differences has led to a high tendency to treat mistakes and differences as individual personalities, creating a structure of conflict between families. There is also a negative perception that migrant women come from poor countries, mostly married for money, and they might flee. The prejudice is that husbands and family members have on migrant women have resulted in distrust among them.
Well, I imagine in more recent times, many women from various foreign countries are probably seeking Korean spouses, having fallen in love with the image of Korean culture as displayed in dramas and so on. Of course, in any country, that can be a problem when reality doesn't meet expectations. But can you tell us more about the interviews that you've carried out and what the women said, how they married their husbands and so on?
Yes. These women have married the Korean men under a variety of circumstances, through marriage agencies, religious organizations, friends' introduction, and dating after meeting. Migrant women often came to expect to find an easy and a happy family through their husbands in Korea. However, their husband's job was often unstable, or the husband's economic ability was poor, and women had to go through a difficult process from the beginning of their marriage due to conflict with their husband and in-laws. The women met their husbands through inaccurate and distorted information from a marriage broker or through a brief meeting with an acquaintance. In situations where they couldn't choose their husbands as they wished, they regret their imprudent behavior and felt deceived about the marriage. One migrant woman married through a marriage broker said, "I wanted to be happy to come here. My husband said he had a factory, a car, and a lot of money. But I'm here in Korea. I don't have one. It was a lie. I have nothing."
Yeah, very sad. But many migrant wives moved to Korea to start a family, obviously. That's one of the expectations, I guess, of marriage. But the family system was what ended up causing so much stress in a lot of the answers we understand. What were some of the common problems they face?
Yeah, migrant women said that communication with family members, especially husbands, was the most difficult. This was a major problem in the marriage of migrant women, as there was no bond of sympathy among each other beyond the linguistic communication issues. The disconnection of communication has intensified as it has become increasingly indifferent to each other, or leads to a unilateral disregard for migrant women. One migrant woman said that she wanted to die because of her difficult communication with her husband, and even decided to divorce. But she couldn't decide on a divorce as she would be legally disadvantaged under the current law in Korea. Multicultural families are primarily having linguistic communication problems, but it is difficult to become a family unless they are willing to try and understand each other. Migrant women emphasized that it is not only on the part of migrant women, migrant women for multicultural families to properly settle down.
Right. Professor Young, we do have to leave it there. Thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Yes, thank you.
Professor Young Jin Hyung from the Department of Nursing at Inje University. We get a picture of the challenges. Some of these will be considered everyday challenges. Some of them venture into the very extreme forms of abuse. Pound 1013 for 51 per message if you'd like to get in touch.